The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
The Bills will improve to 6-2 on the season as the Bills get a big, convincing victory over the homestanding Seattle Seahawks here. Your final 31-10.
I thought our fan base showed up, man, big time. Not surprising, but never taking that for granted. The red, white, and blue of the Buffalo Bills showed up all the way out here in the Northwest and couldn't be more grateful.
I do want to shout out Bills Mafia because that was a crazy scene walking off the field to the thousands of fans. So appreciate them for coming out and hopefully they enjoyed the game.
We know what we're capable of doing. So just, like I said, you know, sticking to the details, the preparation that we put in throughout the week and, you know, one play at a time mentality.
Mike Danger.
It's a victory Monday and that feels like a win for the Sports Bar.
Gene Battaglia.
I look at this Bills team. They look like they're peaking at the right time here.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
You know, Gino, last week when the NBA season tipped off, we you know, recognized it as like the sports equinox.
Here we are.
And we are like right in the middle of it. And tonight, man, you can't ask for much better. You've got NFL football. You've got the World Series. You've got an NBA slate. You've got the Sabres back on home ice against the Panthers tonight at 7 o'clock here on The Fan Rochester. Whatever your flavor of vodka, you've got it tonight. The sports equinox is here, and it's the best time of year.
Before we get to the Bills, and we will get to the Bills here, Yankee fans, don't panic. I mean, the Yankees in their history have been this way. They've been in this spot. I mean, hey, the first win in the Torrey era, basically you were down 2-0 against Atlanta, and you went back home, and you won three in a row. Actually, I have that in reverse. You lost the first two at home, and then you went down to Atlanta. So this is actually better for New York in terms of just comparing to history. I think tonight you're going to be fine because Walker Buehler is a guy that can hang the occasional curve. And I think Clark Schmidt has been he's been decent here. So this is an L.A. team. Ohtani's going to play tonight, too, by the way. I don't know what we're going to get out of Shohei here. But
slightly separated shoulder?
Yeah.
How is this? That feels like a mild concussion. Slightly separated shoulder.
He popped it out and popped it back in.
Freak.
When it happened, it like oh my initial thing is like, oh, he broke his wrist. Then you realize, oh, that was actually his shoulder.
Just a freak. Anytime I hear that, I always think of Martin Riggs, Lethal Weapon. Remember Riggs, Mel Gibson from Lethal Weapon, always like screaming in pain and then popping his shoulder back in and dislocating it to get out of a straitjacket, just a complete freak. I'm with you. I like the Yankees tonight. And I think you might get a little bit more Buehler, a little bit of a lengthier Buehler run because tomorrow night's a bullpen game for the Dodgers. You got to keep those arms fresh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, maybe not. You really, it gets to be all hands on deck at this point. As evident by bringing in Nestor Cortez, a guy you haven't brought in relief. And you haven't brought,
but what a moment, man. I mean, again, like if you look back on this sports weekend, and there were plenty of big moments to look back on, that was certainly one of them on Friday night. I mean, you know, it did feel like the Gibson home run. It just felt improbable. It was electric.
Gibson was really hobbled, but so was Freddie Freeman to the point where he was missing games in the NLCS.
And, look, I'm not pro Dodgers, pro Yankees, anything, but when you know Freeman's struggles this season off the field, you feel for that guy knowing that he's got a sick kid and he's been dealing with that and dealing with injuries and probably wondering, like, you know, like, how much can I contribute? He's been a beast. He's been a machine out there, and for him to get that, yeah, that hearkened, it was an automatic thing to compare it to. It was like, felt very much like the Kirk Gibson home run, extra innings, walk-off grand slam Friday. They get the win Saturday night, and now the series shifts to Yankee Stadium.
Tonight, does baseball get a bigger number than Monday Night Football, TV-wise? Let's start here. The NFL doesn't want to admit this, but betting certainly, but specifically fantasy football, how many of us need tonight? I don't think the Steelers this wealth this year of fantasy points. Neighbors and then nothing else for the Giants. I think baseball has a shot, Danger. Call me crazy.
I'm doing my part for the sports communities out there. I have action in all four leagues tonight. I'm going to be paying attention to all four leagues at various moments throughout the course of tonight.
You've got the Sabres, which we have tonight. You've got the Knicks taking on Cleveland. That's only on MSG. Actually, how does that work up here? I don't even know. Good night to go out to your favorite watering hole.
Yeah. Maybe take in some trivia as well. And speaking of the Freeman home run on Friday night, one of our regulars, Steve, hit me up on Friday night after after the Game 1 World Series wing. Hear me out. I love this. Hear me out. Get him with the Gatorade cooler in the middle of the interview, which they did, if you saw it. Rosenthal got drenched. Yeah. But then, do it again. Hit him with the water bath twice. The Gatorade cooler, not once, but twice. They don't see it coming. It would be hilarious. That's what I'm waiting for somebody to do. Not just the one Gatorade bath. Hit him with multiple Gatorade baths. Just to shake it up a little bit. It's the postseason.
Something else. Like, what? Can we do something else? Like, have a pie in the face or silly string or something?
Some of that, right? That's not uncommon. You see that from time to time in Major League Baseball, right?
Yeah, not during the post-game interview. Usually it's like, hey, we're going to dunk it with cold water here.
Do it twice. Go for that twice. I like that, Steve. That's a strong move. I want to see that happen before the series wraps up. And yeah, Gino, I don't know, man. The NFL is still, you know, baseball this time of year, of course, it's high drama and Yankee fans, there's no question they're going to be watching tonight over the NFL, but there will be a lot of people watching the Steelers and the Giants. And for the NFL's case, it's like, well, we've got one of the teams that's always going to pull a big number on TV and another team that is from the number one media market in America. So it'll probably still pull a pretty decent number.
Number one media market, but if you are a Giant fan, you're
also a Yankee fan.
Yeah. You're taking tonight off. Quite honestly, I'm surprised they put this game head to head here. These two, but it is the Steelers. They are a national team, and kind of in a way, do we want the Steelers to win just so they can take the division and kind of knock Baltimore down a peg?
I like it, man. I like hearing that. And if you're just joining us, welcome into the sports bar. We appreciate you listening during happy hour at 95.7 FM, AM 950. Anybody checking us out on the video stream, you could go to our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. We appreciate that as well.
Which Peter did. Thank you, Peter. I appreciate everybody writing in. Apparently, McDermott joked with Alex Brasky today saying that I'm going to dress as you for Halloween. How would you dress as Alex Brasky? And then Peter took a picture of me. I'm actually wearing a Sabre hat today. So
why would he say that to Brasky? What about Brasky would make McDermott say, I'm going to dress up as you? Brasky dresses like a normal dude.
I know.
There's nothing there. I mean, dress like Joe Biscaglia. He's got some fashion if you want to dress up for something, somebody for Halloween.
I would dress, and you could tell him I said this, like Perino. You just get a lot of product, and if you don't have hair, you'd have to come up with some sort of...
Yeah, McDermott would have to wear like Lego hair for the day to dress like Perino. But we were talking earlier... you brought up the Steelers, and you know, if you're going to pull for a team, pull for the Steelers to kind of cannibalize the Ravens a little bit in the AFC North. If the season ended right now and the playoffs started today, the Bills would be locked in as a 3. Obviously, they're winning the AFC East, and it would be the Steelers as the 4 seed, and you would have the Ravens as the 6 seed. They would have to come to Buffalo wild card weekend to take on the Buffalo Bills. And when I look at how this lays out, sign me up. I mean, it would be awesome right now if you had the seeding in the AFC hold for the rest of the season. I know there's a lot of football left to be played, and I'm not trying to wish away the rest of the season, but you'd have the Chargers as a 7 seed, which would mean you'd get a Herbert-CJ Stroud matchup wildcard weekend, the Chargers traveling to Houston. You would get the Lamar-Josh Allen game in Buffalo, and you would get... if the Steelers were the 4 seed, Russell Wilson revenge game against the Broncos, against Sean Payton. Dude, sign me up. That's what I want.
If you're saying you guys are getting way ahead of yourselves, okay? No, we're not. You're going to hear this phrase coming up, not tomorrow Tuesday, but the next Tuesday, Larry. Okay, we're going to call this state for this candidate, or we're calling this race. Danger in the sports bar. We are calling the AFC East for the Buffalo Bills. That's it. Fire up that music.
That's right.
Wait, I got to calm down. I got to make sure.
Oh, it's a Victory Monday, Gino. You're welcome to get excited. Enjoy Victory Monday in the sports bar with the sounds of Bruno Martino.
Roma non fa la stupida stasera.
Victory Monday has never sounded so sweet. I mean, I don't know how all y'all celebrate, but is there anything classier than firing up a little Bruno Martino, maybe lighting a victory cigar, pouring a bottle of brown? And
how
did this guy not be a bigger star? Like, we talk about Sinatra. I hear this guy singing. Like, women are just fainting, right?
Oh.
This guy is, like, probably the coolest Italian
man. You know what? It's a service to our community that, you know, we serve the Rochester community. I'm going to stop playing Bruno Martino because I don't want the pregnancy rate in Rochester to go up any further than it already has. You're welcome.
Well, Bruno Martino is no longer with us, but maybe that sets the mood. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if a woman listening right now just got pregnant from hearing that. Hey, you know, you're acknowledging the people, Peter and everybody, the regulars on X at the Fan Rochester.
We appreciate all the conversation.
We really do. I appreciate the concern I got last night. I had plenty of people reach out last night and wonder, you know, what I was doing. If you need to know what I was doing after that game was over, I went into my driveway shirtless and I started chucking logs at neighborhood kids saying, "Knock it down, you a-holes!" Throwing logs at them, just lobbing them, just throwing them. "Knock it down! Knock it down!" That was me last night.
You know it's a really bad loss because before we even get to the Hail Mary, much less the play that led up, the free yardage before that, on my Goomba text chain, the one that may or may not have, you know, Chuck Muncy, you know, prank calls coming our way. Was this the Bears need a big, powerful running back like Chuck Muncy? You had a backup center, you're handing the ball off the wind. Wow, he fumbled. I'm shocked. That should have been it right there.
Yeah.
Are you as upset if that's how the Bears lose this game? Because Eberflus, for some reason, wants to pay tribute to Ditka and the Fridge and everybody in 1985.
It was a horrible call. A horrible call. Just run the damn ball. You have guys that are capable. Just don't get cute. What are we doing? Just a horrible call. It wasn't a good game. It was not a fun game to watch. I mean, it was fun if you were in the environment we were in, which was a sports bar with my daughters and my brother-in-law and my nephew, my buddy Tony, who's also a Bears fan, and we're watching the game and enjoying our time. But the game itself was like, oh, God, defensive struggle. The Bears, you know, when the Bears get the national spotlight, there's a bad rap. I mean, they just don't put out a good product on national TV, and yesterday was no different. And somehow they find themselves in the game at the end. I'm like, we don't deserve to win this game.
See, Danger, like, you didn't have to say all that. If you said, hey, it was a good defensive struggle, none of us would have ever known. We're watching the Bills up till then. And
yeah,
it just kind of makes me wonder, why don't they stagger more times in the NFL? Like, that was a big benefit, I thought, for viewers. I'm sticking with that layer. Like, oh, wow, there's still 7 minutes left in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Two thumbs up. And, you know, the Bills game, for all the penalties and the nonsense that was in that game, that still went relatively quick as compared to
long, sustained drives by the Bills offense. You're welcome. They wanted to get out of there with the rain and everything. This is a business trip. Let's go in here and squash these guys.
14 plays, 90 yards to open up. 14 plays.
Set a tone.
It did.
Greg Rousseau, first defensive play, batting it down. Set a tone. I mean, for all the talk of the Bills not being able to get off to a quick start, They got off to a quick start. They looked good early in that game. And with Seattle, the opportunities they had, I mean, they did it to themselves. There was just nothing there with Geno Smith and tripping back on his center launching one over his head in the elements. I mean, it was yakety sacks there for a little bit for the Seattle Seahawks. So the Bills moved to 6-2. And yeah, we've been popping off all day. We've been popping off all day because you've got four more wins than your next opponent, the Miami Dolphins, coming up on Sunday. Oh, no, by the way, the Dolphins couldn't get over on Arizona at home, even with Tua back at quarterback. It's bad, man. We haven't talked about the Jets. We don't need to talk about the Jets. Like, it is, the rest of the division is bad.
Well, we talked about this, Ryan Talbot. Like, the idea that all three of those teams, they should sell. They're not going to the playoffs. They're done. They're toast. That's it. We talk about the and by the way, the Patriots did. They sent Uche, a pass rusher, to Kansas City. Of course they did.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thanks. Good. Thanks very much for that. Miami should sell, but they won't. The Jets should sell.
Well, you have two GMs in Miami and in New York that probably don't think they're going to be around much longer anyways. I mean, if you're Joe Douglas in New York, you don't have any reassurances that you're coming back next year.
They're only selling in those markets if it's an owner dictate, because those two GMs want to just kind of hang on to anything and, you know, cobble their way to what? An 8-9 record and you're in the farting around graphic and, you know, that's going to keep your job?
When do we call it? Do we call it? Is it by Thanksgiving? In the next 3 weeks? In the next, you know, well, December, early December, right?
You beat the Dolphins. You're up 5, but then you have the head-to-head. You're up 6. Mm. They're gone. Mm-hmm. They're gone. You're not going to be able to have that next game against the Jets. I don't think it's crazy danger to think that the game against the 49ers in December might clinch the division by that point if you continue to win. What we were talking about earlier in the show today, too, because you look at the schedule, you get the. I thought the Colts game would have had that, oh, they're physical, and the Bills always trip up and they screw up in one of these games midseason. That would feel like a loss. But you look at the way Richardson is playing and you look at the output from that team right now, and unless they wise up and they go to Joe Flacco and try to save their season, right now that doesn't look like a very daunting task going at Andy.
Yeah. Well, even if they were to start Joe Flacco against the Bills, if you look at that game, if you look ahead, I mean, Flacco's kind of a statue. I would, for all the struggles that I feel like the Bills defense has from time to time in just getting sacks and bringing the quarterback down, you wouldn't have that struggle with Joe Flacco. He's a statue back there.
He's Rodgers, basically.
Oh, man. Yeah. And just to shine a light on that, you're right. He can't move. He cannot move the way. He can navigate the pocket slightly, but if you're asking him to move...
No, he can't go beyond the hashes.
He ain't moving.
No.
It's tough. And, I mean, New England getting over. Not even Drake May. Jacoby Brissett having to come into that game to get over on the Jets. Apologies, Jets fans. I'm embarrassed. I can't believe I actually thought they were going to be competitive this year. What was I thinking? What did I... maybe I'm Stockholm Syndrome from all the years with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, but he ain't it.
Is it wrong that we derive pleasure watching Aaron Rodgers flail the way he is?
It's the only reason why I wanted to watch that game. Honestly, it was the only reason why I wanted to watch that game. I wanted to watch that game to see how bad Aaron Rodgers looked. He just can't move. He just cannot move. But it was, and with Drake May, to bring it back to the Colts,
okay.
Drake May, the Colts with Richardson, you know, I think that there's enough of a sample size for Richardson to determine whether or not he's going to be their dude. And he's going to be their dude because they invested in him. But we've gotten beyond the six-game threshold here. And I ain't feeling good about it. I don't think he's the dude. He might be their dude, but he's not the dude. I don't think long-term he's going to be their solution.
He had the viral moment yesterday where he put his hand to his helmet. I need a breather. He
pulled himself out of the game for a play. That doesn't happen in the NFL.
No, unless you're, you know, sick or doing something out there, but I've never seen
even
it
then. I mean, how many times was it? Donovan McNabb was yakking in the huddle of a game. I think it was the Super Bowl where he was yakking in the huddle. Like if you need a spell, you're puking your guts out in the huddle and you're staying in the game. That's what I'm talking about. What, Richardson was tired because he ran around a lot the play before and needed a play. Get out of here. I mean, if you're a teammate and he's doing that and he's turning the ball over, how much confidence do you have in your quarterback? I don't know, man. I'm worried about that. Now, with Drake May, jury's still out. And hopefully this isn't – it's still early on here.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. But you can and certainly Washington has their guy. Chicago has their guy. Denver has their guy. Bo Nix is – they're in right now. They're in a playoff.
They are in a playoff. Peyton's a good coach. We all knew that. And they have a really good defense. Yes, it was Carolina yesterday, but don't penalize it was on your schedule.
No. So we wrap up week 8 with the Giants and Steelers tonight. We have World Series baseball tonight from the Bronx. What happened?
Oh, no. I should have known this. I'm looking ahead. Like, we're already looking ahead, right, to the next week's NFL schedule. Do you know what we get on Thursday night? So you're going to get the World Series tonight, and if the Yankees win one of these games, it'll be game 4 on Tuesday, game 5 on Wednesday. What is Thursday night's matchup? It's Houston at the Jets.
Yeah.
We are subjected to Aaron Rodgers once
again.
No,
man. View it the way I view it. I'm only watching to see him fail. That's the joy. That's the joy I'm getting.
Not healthy.
Don't tell me how to live my life, pal, okay? I've watched this guy own my team for years and years and years. I haven't had any happiness with him playing quarterback in this league.
Fair enough. When Tom Brady lost to the Rams in the postseason, I was probably like,
you loved it. Yeah. You ate it up, and I'm going to eat it up. I hope Houston just, I know CJ Stroud struggled last year at the Meadowlands. But Dave, if you're watching, that's what I'm watching for, just to watch Rodgers. If I'm not rooting against the Jets, well, I'm kind of rooting against the Jets. I just want to see Rodgers fail. That's Thursday night, eh?
That is Thursday night.
We will have...
Mike Dayton turns Canadian.
Well, I was going to say, we're going to have some hockey tonight. You know, I got to be able to wear multiple hats. We have the Sabres going for their fourth straight win. What
is going on?
I would say what is going on, except we've seen this movie before as well, right? Just a couple of years ago, what would they go on, a 10-game heater?
We are so beaten down with this franchise.
We can't even find joy in a winning streak anymore.
No. It's like, okay. Look at everybody else in this division.
It's October.
The Saturday afternoon games in October, no. I forgot about it Saturday, honestly. We're busy. You're doing yard work. And if you are sitting down, chances are you're going to pop on a college football game. So, I don't know.
Well, they get the defending champs, the Stanley Cup champions, again tonight at KeyBank. It'll be the Sabres hosting the Panthers. We'll have that action for you at 7 o'clock tonight as they go for their fourth straight win. And much like the Buffalo Bills, the Sabres would be, if the season were to end today, they would be in the playoffs. They would be in the postseason. Let's just ring the bell. Let's throw in the towel. Let's call it a season so we can end this drought. 7 o'clock, we'll have puck drop for you.
By the way, this did come across. Shane Steichen, just to follow up on the Anthony Richardson thing, said he is evaluating the quarterback situation. But the coach indicated that Richardson, I'm just reading this right live on air. We're evaluating everything, so maybe it will be Joe Flacco in 2 weeks.
I mean, look at what happened in Cleveland. Jameis Winston shows up. They beat Baltimore. Sometimes that's all it takes.
Yeah.
It's just the confidence in who you have back there making the plays. We'll get to a round of shots next on The Fan.
Yeah, as we will talk about Shohei coming back. Yep, he's back in. We also have the NBA. Why is Miami getting dragged? Maybe for good reason. Those stories and more coming up.
All right. Round of shots and last call. For you to have the final say, just join us. 866-4326. We'll do last call before 6 at 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
The Fan Rochester. Sports update.
Bills on the top of the AFC East by their lonesome at 6-2. This following the blowout win in Seattle. Sean McDermott giving his thoughts on the double.
We knew we were going to have to play well in all three phases, and I think we did, at least at this point, enough to get the result that we were looking for. But there's definitely things, again, that we have to improve on. Pre-snap penalties and the penalties overall, and then just some decision-making.
Initial line, according to BetQL, the Bills favored by 6.5 for their game against the Dolphins on Sunday. One more game here from Week 8. Monday Night Football has the Giants and the Steelers. Tonight, it's Game 3 of the World Series in the Bronx. Yankees sending Clark Schmidt. The Dodgers countering with Walker Buehler. Sabres hosting Florida tonight. Our coverage will begin at 7 o'clock. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Bills fans, Odyssey is your home for football. Stay up to date on everything Bills, no matter where you are. With the Odyssey app and the sports leader, The Fan, Rochester.
Back in the sports bar, happy hour continues. Danger and Battaglia with a round of shots.
So yes, Shohei Ohtani is going to be in the lineup for the Dodgers tonight. The question is, is it going to be effective here? The Fox Sports mics picked up Ohtani's conversation right as he was on second base trying to get himself up with one Japanese-speaking account translating, reporting that the slugger said his left shoulder popped out of its socket. This happened in that stolen base attempt in Game 2. As we mentioned in the update, Bueller against Schmidt tonight, New York, minus 160 on the money line. Danger, teams that go up 2-0 in the series in this current 2-3-2 format, which has been going on for the last 50 years, they go on to win 80% of the time.
Yeah, it's tough, and needless to say, a must win. I wonder, yeah, Otani's probably not stealing any bases if he's got, what are they calling it, a mildly separated shoulder, which feels like a mild concussion. Like, it's either separated or it's not, and if he separated and popped it back in, I'm sure that that doesn't feel great.
Well, I mean, for I'm sure he could make contact and everything tonight, but is that going to take away his power? Like, there's a lot of questions here. Like, okay, you can't not play Otani. He says he's ready to go. You put him in tonight. Two teams in the Atlantic Division, the NHL, they're at above 500. That would be Tampa Bay, but leading the division tonight, Sabres opponent, Florida. Then you have five teams with identical 4-4-1 records, Toronto, Detroit, Boston, Montreal, and yes, Buffalo. Ottawa does not have a loser point. They're 4-4. So basically the whole division's 500.
Yeah.
Sabres host Florida tonight. Buffalo looking to make it four wins in a row.
Yeah, there's been some moments. And Tage Thompson is off to a nice start. He had a goal last week that when I saw him, like, ooh, if they do more of that, this is going to be a lot of fun. They get the win on Saturday over the Red Wings, and now I haven't done my research to know who Florida's trotting out there. I mean, it felt like when they beat Florida to start this winning streak that it was like Florida's B team. It was without Tkachuk. You were out without Barkov. Bobrovsky wasn't in net. But we'll have that for you tonight as the Sabres look to continue their win streak. And, yeah, I mean, how gutted are we as a fan base when a win streak doesn't even really have us enthusiastic?
Well, it's also kind of bad timing here tonight. Like, I'm not excited for this game because I don't know. I'm going to be watching the World Series and it's not Monday Night Football. And heck, maybe you're an NBA fan. The NBA is going to be busy tonight too. They've got 11 games. The Miami Heat, Danger, are getting roasted for unveiling a statue of their all-time great, Dwayne Wade, which I think we all can agree, it doesn't look anything like Dwayne Wade. Wade spent all but one of his 16 years in the NBA with the Heat, helping him win three finals. 13-time All-Star, was inducted in the Hall of Fame, Basketball Hall of Fame in 2023.
So the statue thing is interesting because I feel like more times than not we hear that the statue looks nothing like the person. And when you see the bust at Canton, there's a resemblance with most of them, but not all of them look great, right? You see, you're like, what were you looking at when you made that? I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to be critical of the artist. I have no idea what goes into that.
But this is like, it doesn't look like the same person. There's nothing there. I think, look, if I can picture the OJ bust, I think it looks like OJ.
Actually. Uh-huh. Well, I think sometimes they get it right, but I feel like I hear more often than not that they don't. But the other one was, who was it, Ronaldo? I think the Ronaldo statue was just an abomination.
Right, that's where people are kind of pointing this to. At least you're not the Commanders, the Daniel Snyder Commanders, who paid tribute to Sean Taylor by having a mannequin.
Yeah, terrible. Just terrible.
Cheap.
And it's with that in mind, Gene, that I can't even be that upset. Like, to watch my brother-in-law and my nephew have the joy that they had after winning that game. My 11-year-old nephew has never seen this team that his dad roots for, succeed. I was watching it through his eyes. I'm like, he's going to be a fan of that team for life now. After that play, you remember that, and that'll matter long term. So good for them. And yeah, no shock that the Daniel Snyder Commanders were terrible.
If you're in sports media, if you're doing this long enough, you're going to get confronted, right? Especially if you're critical, maybe the criticism isn't warranted. You be the judge here. Mike Leslie of WFAA pointing out, covering the Cowboys, and he's just in real time covering. Here's the clip, and it's a catch by the tight end Kittle, Trayvon Diggs. What is Trayvon Diggs doing on this play? He's inferring that he took it off. Diggs wasn't even in the locker room yet. He was still in full uniform when he confronted the reporter. Quote, out of that whole play, that's what you took from that? You don't know football. You don't know what I do. You can't go out there and do nothing. Stay in your lane, buddy. Diggs then went with a D's nuts blast.
Well, I appreciate that. The Cowboys, man. The Cowboys are like the Jets. The Cowboys are the Cowboys. They're just dysfunctional. It doesn't work.
They should sell too, but they won't. They're going to just fart around and try to get the last wild card. Finally, Jameis Winston gets a win in his first start in Cleveland.
Of course
exciting
he does.
Win. Yeah. Sidebar. If you're the MVP, Lamar, that was an MVP performance by Lamar. Yes, you had a few drops. Yes, everything else, but did not guide his team with a minute left there to take the lead. So Cleveland holds on. Back to Winston. He's speaking with, Amanda Baliones, who we call.
She does sideline on the NFL as well?
She does for CBS.
Fantastic.
In my opinion, Amanda the home wrecker.
Amanda
the home wrecker.
You don't go and mess around with Rochester royalty, okay? You don't have a tryst with a professional golfer who happened to marry somebody from our community. You are a home wrecker.
Amanda the home wrecker.
Yeah.
With Winston after the win. Winston quoting an artist of our time. And I think you know the quote here. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow this opportunity.
Yeah.
Last once in a lifetime. Yeah. Yes, Winston quoting Eminem. The Browns will go to the playoffs.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah, if he went as far as talking about mom's spaghetti and vomit on a sweater already, maybe I would say it. Winston getting the win. It was like one of the least shocking things to happen week 8 in the NFL. I mean, that team has talent, and just a smidge of competent quarterback play leads to them getting a win over a divisional rival, and all of a sudden Baltimore looks mortal again, and the world looks different now in a week-to-week league. We could say, like, the Bills right now look like the best team in the AFC, and I would listen to that because they do. The Chiefs keep getting their one-score wins.
Oh, come on. No, are you kidding me? Like, Binkley and others, minds exploding that people are pointing out, you know, the Chiefs kind of don't look like the Chiefs. We're undefeated. What are you talking about?
Right. And you know what? I think that there's probably some truth to that as well. But
there's a team every year that gets out to the 10-1 start or something like that.
Yeah.
Last year was Philadelphia. Don't peak too soon.
That's right. I agree with that. 866-4326 is our phone number, 585-866-4FAN.
Luke in Rochester. Welcome, Luke. How are you today?
Hey, guys. Pretty good. Hey, Danger, I want to congratulate you on having the worst coach in the NFL. I thought it was an experiment.
So, Luke, it's nice to hear your voice say somebody should get fired other than Sean McDermott. Yes, Matt Eberflus should be on a hotter seat than the Buffalo Bills head coach, who all he does is win divisional titles. You're right, Luke.
Oh, but he doesn't win them. It's Allen that wins them. He gets to stay because of it.
I didn't bring it up to have you go on a campaign to fire Sean McDermott. Luke, but yes, your point is noted. Look, I'm angry. Matt Eberflus is terrible. That was a terrible, terrible loss. I put it all in coaching. I put it on the decision to hand the ball off to a backup center. Why are we getting cute?
Why? You know he can only heave it. What was it? 60-some yards. Why are you giving the free 10 yards? Why aren't you playing a normal defense?
Yeah. And look, Tyreek Stevenson's a nice player, but that lack of discipline at the end, John, with fans, while the play is actually happening, I put that on coaching. All day I put that on coaching. How can you let him get away with that? Maybe they won't. Captains are going to have something to say to him, I'm sure. He's already apologized. He should. You can't apologize enough. That was poor form. That was terrible. Just a terrible, terrible look. Awful execution. Somebody should lose their job, but nobody's going to lose their job.
I love it. That is that's fans being journalists. Like, if you go back 15 years ago before we all had, cameras in our palm of our hand, that story doesn't come to light. It's just somebody shooting like, what the heck is this? If you've seen the video by now.
Yeah, you're like, what is he doing? He's jawing and taunting the home fans because the Bears have the lead, and they're one play away from winning a game they had no business winning. They were the lesser of the two teams yesterday. There's no question in my mind.
What do you think those Washington football fans, those Commander fans that got into that jawing incident?
Well, they're heroes.
They are heroes.
Throw a parade for them.
They will tell this story forever and ever. They had a direct impact on that win.
Yeah. Don't say that you can't have an impact. But for what it's worth, to bring it back to the Bills, I mean, it felt like a Bills home game in Seattle. It really did. Listening to that on TV, hearing the MVP chants, it sounded like, I mean, it wasn't as loud as you would get in Orchard Park, but it sounded like it was Orchard Park West.
I don't want to hear about the 12s ever again. Ooh, we're the 12s. Yeah. We're such a good fan base. Soft. Look how loud. No, you're not. You're no different than Sabre fans. You saw an opportunity. You're not impressed with your quarterback or your team. I can make a lot of money by selling my tickets to the visiting fans. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but here's the difference. The Sabres aren't a good fan base. We're not. Okay? We admit it. Okay? We need gimmicks and uniforms and everything else. Yeah. We need an influx of money from Canada. Get out of here, Seattle Seahawks fan. Get out.
We're going to take a break, come back with Last Call next. You can join us at 866-4FAN. We'll let you know who's stopping by the sports bar tomorrow afternoon. Again, 866-4326, and we'll tee you up for a busy Tuesday here on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Oh, God. I'm seeing one of our regulars, Chris, on X at The Fan Rochester, reminding us the worst statue of all time. Lucille Ball statue is going to give me nightmares.
Didn't they redo that? It was so bad. I want to say they did.
It's the stuff of nightmares. Yeah. It is straight up nightmare fuel. Now, I can't compare it to the Dwayne Wade statue because I honestly, I haven't like looked it up to see how bad it is.
But oh, you should. I want to get your reaction here on there.
Let me look at it here. Yeah. Hang on.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. Dwayne Wade, who many credit as the greatest Miami Heat player of all time.
Yeah, I know. This is bad.
Yeah.
This is not.
It's not him.
It's not great. Who is it? Is it Lawrence Fishburne in The Matrix? I think it's Lawrence Fishburne in The Matrix. He's kind of got that Morpheus look to him. He looks like Morpheus breaking free of the chains. That does not look like Dwayne Wade. It's not as bad as the Lucille Ball statue, but it ain't good. Thanks, Chris. As always, we appreciate you listening to The Fan Rochester.
Tomorrow on the show, every Tuesday, new Amherst head coach Mike Leone stops by in person. I appreciate that extra effort when he comes down to the studio.
I think that's what this team is all about. They're about effort. They're about grit. They're about effort. They'll do they'll walk the extra mile if they have to. They embody their head coach. He'll be stopping by, Mike Leone. Hey, the Amherst got themselves a little streak going here as well. A couple of wins over Cleveland.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
Take it.
Team back home on the 8th of November, so a little more time away. We'll talk to Mike Leone tomorrow. We will talk to Michael F. Florio, NFL Network, as Tuesday means waiver wire day, as we'll try to help you win your league, Michael F. Florio. And, of course, Tuesdays mean Matt Parrino stopping by for his normal visit. Matt Parrino going from coast to coast here. Which that's got to be tough. That's the toughest trip, I would think, from a Buffalo standpoint.
But I tell you what, if you went to that game, how sweet must that have felt to be there, to be a part of the thousands of people that were there cheering on the Bills, to be tourists in Seattle, and like almost like visiting another country without visiting another country. And some of the videos and footage that you saw from over the weekend, pretty wild. The Bills did descend on Seattle and really kind of take control. To have Geno Smith pointed out. And kind of call out the home fans, the 12s, the nasty and scary and loud 12s. Maybe a little more effort next time. Maybe don't sell your seats to half of Western New York.
I don't know. I could understand that, hey, we want to make sure that we're seeing the best games. It's Josh Allen coming in.
Right.
Yeah, like,
well, you can. What are they worth? They're worth whatever somebody's willing to pay,
right?
And maybe there were enough fans that said, "Hey, you know what? We've just made back our investment in season tickets by selling one ticket to see Josh Allen on a late afternoon on a Sunday."
Who you got in that division? So Arizona at 4-4, San Francisco at 4-4, Seattle at 4-4, the Rams at 3-4.
Still the Niners for me.
Yeah.
It's still the Niners.
And they're
for
saying
me.
McCaffrey back now in Week 10, so one more game.
Okay, and they have a bye.
Yeah.
So, coming out of the box. Yeah, it's still the Niners for me. If you missed Ryan Talbot from NewYorkUpstate.com, if you missed Nate Geary WGR, the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. A couple of nice recaps of yesterday's win in Seattle. Look ahead to the Dolphins on Sunday. You can get those conversations wherever you find your shows, wherever you pod. Just search out the Sports Bar, and that includes the free-to-download Odyssey app. A big thank you to everybody who checked out the stream on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester and also on Twitch at The Fan Rochester. Hope you enjoy your night. The Sports Equinox is upon us with four leagues in action tonight. Good stuff, and JR Sport Brief next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.